brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've added PDF screenshots of all the sections saying the re-education camps for the political dissidents inside the U.S. So see, all you that serve this evil system, the foreign bankers, you got a decision to make. I know a lot of you are going to choose liberty. A lot of you are going to choose to side with who you think is going to win. So go ahead and hit your wagon to that. Good luck. We've got U.S. Army Chris, Joe. We've got a bunch of other security military people calling in. I got Salente set, but I'm going to try to jam everybody in. He always likes to take calls. Charles in Louisiana, though, I never get to talk to him. Charles, I got to get your number. We lost it last time we got it. You've handed out thousands of my films over the years. You did. You were in Katrina. You broke major news on the disaster relief. When you called in and said, and I'd already been talking to you 7-8 years, yeah, they're shooting people coming over the bridge. They shot a retarded kid. I was like, really? And then later, months later, it all came out. And of course, you said you'd seen that. So, but finishing up, what do you make of people that are in denial about all this? I mean, look at Katrina. Put them in the Superdome, wouldn't let them leave, went to the high and dry areas, took the guns. I guess that never happened either, right?
That's the kind of cops I've been in their camps at the Dome Stadium. Women were getting raped. They standing outside putting dogs on people laughing, Mr. Jones. I've reported this to you every day. Every day in Katrina, I would get a report and I would call you up. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember.
And the cop said, well, what you got, babe? Let me show you now. Thursday, show me to bring up the bra and you get 2 bottles of water. We bad, baby. And
humiliating and women. I mean, that is the lowest of the low. And there was even some photos of that that came out.
The cops really hate it. You know, I remember their reporters. Look at this BT's. I went to the BT's bill. They did the same thing up there. They wouldn't let me up in there. They sent me back. They sent me back. Said, you get your whole family arrested. You ain't going in there. No, you can report to Mr. Jones. I said, man, I'm just coming to save some animals. You know, you're going to turn that thing around. Get out of here. The same cops as out at BP was in New Orleans. The same cops.
Well, yeah, they have special little units of scum that they keep like their pets.
I said, man, you don't care about that. Don't worry about it. Let me worry about that. I said, that woman's got 2 kids in her home. She needs some water. Don't worry about her. She ain't too thirsty. I said, man, well, give it. Look, you're going to go, I'll hit you in the head with this building. Get out of here. They wouldn't even let our boats
in.
Yeah,
I mean, those type of people get off on putting people in cells and not giving them food and water. I saw a thing where the feds kept a guy in a jail cell for no reason for 5 days until he almost died just for fun. That was in the news yesterday.
Yeah, don't let that guy excite you, because they got thousands of ignorant people like that. They give them a badge and a gun, and they really want to shoot somebody. They want authority. They want to tell you what to do. You've been doing this for years. I tried to prove you wrong. For the first year, I tried to prove you wrong. And then when I found out your heart was right, I put out 7,000 tapes over. You have never misled the people purposely. If it was, it was the documents that misled them.
Yeah, I'd say about 1 out of 100 stories we get wrong. The difference is the mainstream media.
You have never been that off. Mr. Jones, I listened to you. I worked with your tapes. I called you many times. You're the last of the Mohegans, my pal. So help me God. I cried on the air. I thank God for you every day, because without you, we would have never got the truth. And I'm not trying to blow air your way, hot air, but you're the only thing keeping us together with the truth.
Well, we got a lot of people aware of what's going on now, and we've got a shot at beating these people together, my friend. Charles, good to hear from you. And last time I drove through Louisiana, I wish I had time to stop and see you, but we need to meet sometime in person. You've been listening to the show, what, since like 99, 98?
1999, I got you. When your first tape, Police 2000, that's when we started talking.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'll put you on hold.
Come to pass. That tape come to pass, everything you put in that tape.
Yeah, I even said that you'd stage terror and bring in the police state. About a year and a half later, it did. I'm going to put you on hold, get your number. We'll put it in the computer so I don't lose it. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,646.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,687.28, $843.64 for a half ounce, or $421.82 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,687.28, $843.64, and $421.82.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I tell you, Gerald Celente came into this show during a total hornet's nest. We're going to get into the economy and a lot more, but we will get to Joe, Chris, Anthony, Richard, and Richard, before this hour gets too long in the tooth, I wanted to get Gerald on about the economy, about the new developments, about the world, about all the craziness. But Gerald, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago on the show, you know, trends forecasted social unrest, internment. As things unravel, they're going to clamp down, you know, is his saying. But in the middle of all this, we found a leaked document, and sure enough, the guy did say something true earlier. It was actually on an Army website as well. This is real. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America, and it says political dissidents will be taken to camps and have psyops and re-education run on them. And it says over and over again in the document, go read it. Go read it for yourself, folks, and go look at the document itself. That it will be political dissidents in America. And they also use this overseas. And it goes on and on and on. I tell you, Gerald, from TrendsResearch.com, they are now having TSA that started in Boston and New York, all over the country. In fact, they've announced they're coming to Austin to start the groping. They're just at checkpoints, and they do the same thing. Search your bag, start grabbing on you. I'm done. I mean, it's not that, oh, be tough. Let the potbelly, you know, grow up at the airport. I physically can't handle it, and especially my children. It's because they get off on it. It's not like the doctor where they got to look at you. These people enjoy it. I know you travel a lot. You've talked about it. And now this is martial law. They are phasing it in, the NDAA, the secret arrest. And I've had a lot of police and military call in. Over 90% are awake. Yesterday, everybody agreed. Today, everybody agreed. But one guy, and he calls in saying, yeah, well, some of this is going on, but so what? You know, I mean, what do you say to people that don't recognize this? Because you've worked in politics as a consultant. You know, you've done it all. A best-selling author for, you know, for decades. What do you say to people who don't know history and don't recognize that we've got serious problems? What do you say to people like that?
You know, I just returned from Berlin. And, you know, I travel around. And to me, Berlin, before World War II, was grander than Paris. The boulevards, the streets. And, you know, these are the Germans. I mean, they have, you know, they have it down as far as engineering, style, culture. You know, this isn't a third world banana republic. And you see these beautiful buildings, Alex, from the late 1800s, early 1900s. And then you see in between them all new construction from post-World War II. And this keeps going on everywhere you go. These are all bombed out buildings. So it's been haunting me since I've returned. I said to myself, these are the Germans. How can they have let a two-bit little freak like Hitler destroy their entire country? And then, you know, you look over to Italy, and they had their little freak over there, Mussolini, El Duce, maybe appropriately El Duce bag. And how could they have let this guy destroy their country? And then you look in America, and guess what? We have our two-bit freaks over here as well. Oh, I'm a political dissident because I don't believe the freaks. It's a freak show. I look at the presidential reality show. It's a freak show. Obama just pulled off of George Bush going to Bagram Air Force Base with that phony little speech of his.
He should have been wearing a codpiece like Bush on the aircraft carrier.
Exactly. It was the same thing, just in a different place. And the people are being led by freaks. TSA, Janet Napolitano, hey, you make up your own mind. If you look up to that, that's fine. To me, it's a freak show. So what my dilemma is, how do educated people let their lives be destroyed? This isn't just, you know, a philosophical debate. We're talking about the destruction of an entire nation like Germany that was probably the most at the top of the game in Europe, or probably the Western world outside the United States that was building up very strongly as far as a new nation. How could they have been brought down to this destruction? 15 million people having nowhere to live after World War II ended. 15 million. How could we continue to fight these wars and let freaks run our lives? Now, is the word of the use, the word freak, too harsh? I mean, look, Charlie Chaplin did a great takeoff on Hitler. You want to see a little freak? Hey, to me, anybody that believes George Bush or Obama, knock yourself out. To me, it's a freak show. It's a freak show for these politicians to go around the country. Hey, I'm going to go down on the farm and I'm going to talk like this and sit on a bale of hay. And I'm going to talk to the folks. I listened to Obama's, one of his recent speeches. He used folks in it about, you know, 15 times.
Wait a minute. Did you hear Hillary when she goes to different areas? She talks in the accent. So does Rick Perry. When she went to Kentucky, she went, I'm here, y'all. Good to see. Guys, pull up. Hillary talks with Kentucky accent. And it's like, even they were like, what is this? You know, the most wild-eyed moonshine drinking hillbilly didn't talk like that. That's the condescension of these people.
Exactly. So what it is, what has happened to the human spirit? that here we are watching our nation being destroyed in front of us. Everyone knows it. I mean, the TSA, this is just a show to, that they're going to be keep putting more and more pressure on us until we have no rights left. And by the way, that's what the Germans told me as well. They didn't lose their rights just in one day. They were taken away from them, taken away to the point where if they spoke out, they would be taken out. And the same thing's happening here. A political dissident? I mean, what? If you don't believe in the crap that they're shoving down your throat, then you're an enemy of the state? How you mean when you can see through the syndicate and call them a bunch of criminals? Oh, then you're a dissident? So what's happening here? But again, to me, and this is what it's going through my head since my return, what is it in the human spirit that gives the people the lack of courage, dignity, respect, integrity?
I'll tell you what it is. Corrupt control freaks want power and will weasel in. And normal people just want to go home and be with their family and sit there with horror. And they are buying 5 million guns a month. So people are waking up. But I agree with you. This is insane. And reading this this document, leaked U.S. Army document, and we found out it is on Army sites as well after it was leaked, outlines plan for re-education camps in America, and it says they're going to, if you criticize the government, if you're involved in political activities, or you're identified as a malcontent, trained agitator, political leader, that you'll be taken for re-education at the camp.
Well, look at the cover of the Trends Journal. What was it? Is next train to Auschwitz.
Well, and the one before that was you as an enemy of the state, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so we've been saying this, we've been talking about it, it's here in front of us. Could you imagine being a political, not agreeing with the crap that they're shoving down our throats, and all of a sudden you're singled out and taken out? I mean, where are you? It's only going to get worse. The financial collapse is underway. There's no solving the problems in Spain, in Italy, in Greece, in England, in Ireland, in Portugal, in Romania, in Bulgaria, in Hungary, in the United States.
It's like you said, it's only going to get worse. And now they admit Spain is totally collapsing, exactly as many of our financial experts, you and others, predicted. It went right through Ireland, right through Greece, right through Italy, then into Spain, Portugal, France, right through, all totally collapsing. And the bankers demand more when it's not even their money. It's their debt.
Yeah, and then figure this one out. Why do the people have to suffer because of what the banks made bad bets? By the way, up in Iceland, they were the first country that went belly up. And they said they had a direct democracy. They had a referendum. The people said, no, we're not going to pay the banks. They made bad bets. All those people that put the money in the banks and lost it, that's their problem. The Danish, the English, and the others.
And it turned out at 92% of that in that country, was it 93? It wasn't their debt. The media said it was their debt. It wasn't.
Exactly. So they didn't have austerity measures. It's not the Spanish debt. It's not the American debt. Look at that Henry Frankenstein Paulson guy that was the Treasury Secretary, former CEO of Goldman Sachs gang under the Bush regime, that made up this whole TARP story that we had to bail out the banks. What, does everybody have ADD? They can't remember that one? Go back to the videotape. Listen to Frankenstein Paulson telling the people, oh, we're going to bail it out because we're going to save the homeowners. That's right. That's what he said. So what this is, Alex, in pure and simple fashion, to anybody that has a brain that's still working, it's called fascism. The merger of state and corporate powers. The money changers and bankers have taken over. Everybody in the world has to bail them out so they could keep living in the style that they've been accustomed to.
While their media lectures us that it's our debt.
Exactly, and it's not. You know, by the way, you know, I can't stand what's going on. I'm so sick and tired of watching. I have to watch this stuff. CNN, MSNBC. I mean, this is kiddie crap. And they just keep going on and on with it, with this arrogance. This is what it is, and this is why you should believe
Gerald,
it.
Stay there.
This is what I know.
It's incredible. We're going to come back and take a few calls, but get into other trends and also what you witnessed in Europe. We're going to talk to Anthony first up. He has secretly worked with the military. He has some info on the FEMA camp information. Stay with us. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Gerald Celente with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to be taking some calls on what his last two Trends Journals have been talking about, going after political dissidents. Well, the last one was all these obese people being packed on the trains. Maybe we can go get those graphics we had from the TV show a few weeks ago when he was on and show those for people coming up. But we've hit a real nerve with people and they're trying to deny this, says it's for domestic operations, when there's hundreds of other documents and this one admitting it's for domestic operations. But that's good. It's good that some military people are freaking out saying this can't be true. What about the NDAA saying we'll secretly arrest citizens and disappear them or kill them, like with the Predator drones? What about the drones domestically? What about all of this? All this stuff you people denied. I saw Homeland Security on C-SPAN say they'd have TSA on the streets of America 9 years ago. Now it's happening. Oh, I was a fearmonger. That wasn't going to happen. Oh, by the way, we have the Hillary fake Kentucky voice. This is real. From when she was running against Obama in 2008. Here it is.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this
That's
far.
Enough. You think I'm joking. And I've had... I heard Rick Perry speaking to Hispanic groups in California's run for president, and I would be so insulted because he was going, hello, good to see you. He wasn't speaking Spanish. He was going, I've got some family that does that. We'll be at a Mexican food restaurant, and they'll go, I would like taco. I mean, it's so condescending. Is that what you were talking? It'd be like, Gerald, if I went to an Italian restaurant and said, hello, Luigi, or like some kind of fake Italian accent. Oh, mamma mia. Or it'd be like if you went, you know, into, say, some East Texas people's restaurant, were like, hey, how you doing there, boy? Why don't you bring me a chicken fried steak? I mean, it's so condescending. Is that what you were talking about?
Well, yes, in the sense that it's a freak show. That's all it is. These are freaks. Only a freak would behave. No, hey, wait a minute. She's the Secretary of State. She was a presidential candidate and a former first lady. I could become a political dissident for calling a freak, because only a freak would behave like that, in my estimation. The crowd appeared to love it. They were all applauding like little children. And that goes back to what I was saying. How could a civilized society like Germany, you know, the top engineers in the world, this beautiful country, be taken over and bowed down to and suck up and follow a two-bit freak like Hitler? How could Italy have done it? How does America do it? The people keep applauding. They applauded that cheap act. Let me read you this. You want to see a part of a freak show and a guy that applauds? Chris Matthews, host of MSNBC's Hardball, how about Softball, raved about President Obama's speech made to American troops during his surprise visit to Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. Oh, and you go back to the speech, and President Obama says, how close to our heart Bagram Air Force Base is. I'm sure everybody out there listening, it's so close to your heart, and you could find it, you know, on a map and put a pin on it. Anyway, quote, I imagine being a soldier over there. This is what you want to hear, Matthews said. Imagine being a soldier over there? What is this clown playing with?
The soldiers, most of them, say they want to come home. They got to kill those people, beg not to be sent back for a fourth time as part of his foot had been blown off. But they always imply, let's support the troops. And everybody knows what they want. The war to continue and to be sent in for a seventh tour. That's what they really want. That's what that movie Hurt Locker said. That's not true.
So here you have this little altar boy, Chris Matthews. I imagine being a soldier over there. What are you, 6 years old? You can't imagine this. You have no idea what it's like. But this is the kind of prostitute. You know, that's such great stuff. I was so proud of the president, I must say. I mean, come on. This is what it is. So these are the prostitutes leading the people to war. And again, I keep going back to the premise. How could people buy this cheap freak show?
Well, by the way, it is a freak show. Let's say if I came up to New York to see you like I've done, and if we were at dinner and I started doing a New York accent, you would think I was a freak. Or if you came down to Texas to visit me, and you get here and suddenly you're like, how you doing, Alex? I'd be, after a while, I'd be like, Gerald, are you on medication? I mean, they are. They're freaks. I promise we're going to your calls when we come back. And then Gerald's got a bunch of other info he's going to be breaking down. He's going to tell us what's coming up in his latest trends alert. But they got folks holding. I'm going to get to you. Anthony, we come out of break. You're up next.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
General Motors paid, what was it, total, $22 million to ship the Volt plants, the Cadillac plants, and some of their other car manufacturing to China, Brazil, Eastern Europe, and Mexico. So you paid in the bailout money, your tax money, to ship it out of the country. And they just announced it. If those aren't traitors, because it's one thing if companies want to leave. You know, we should have tariffs that are fair. Of course, we don't. Shouldn't have tax incentives. No, there's a reason everything left the country, because we have traitors running the nation. The story's up at DrudgeReport.com. It's our report from InfoWars.com. Rand Paul launches campaign to end the TSA. Very important. We need to all get behind that. I got a lot of other news I want to go over with Gerald Celente and also ask what's on his radar screen. But biggest news in a long time here, confirming what we already knew. I mean, they're saying the president wants a law to secretly disappear you. And then people are like, oh, it doesn't say that. Yeah, it does, the president says, and he's not going to sign it, but he did sign it. And then he wasn't going to use it, but now he says, I may. And they're training the police to do this type of stuff. And so you've got to admit the system's bad. Stop living in denial. We've got to go back the other direction. Not live in denial and go deeper into this. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Political activists would be pacified to sympathize with the government. And it's an amazing article with the PDF and the screenshots highlighted where it says it's for the American people domestically over and over again. And again, I've been to the drills. They're training the military to take us on. So the minority of people are there on the article at InfoWars.com denying that it says that. Oh, and like the NDAA and the Patriot Act and all of it. Gerald Celente again is our guest. Let's talk to Anthony in California who's got a comment on this. Anthony?
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Great. You know, I just want to say something. I'm not actually military myself, but I did work alongside with a lot of military people. I got to talk to some of them who've been on multiple tours, like you were just saying. Who knows what really, you know, what's really going on. Now, if I could get in a couple of things, if I may. The first is, you've helped awaken me, and I've talked to a lot of these guys. I used to have a security job that hired a lot of them on and off duty. One person in particular was an active duty soldier who returned from Iraq who is now deployed in Afghanistan. Around the time Bin Laden's supposed death, when all those contracts were placed on the returning soldiers, we talked about Dr. Steve Kuchenik's information. He brought up what Bin Laden's body and said that nothing was actually dropped in the water. No real body was dropped into the water.
Well, you know, they had the biggest discipline in decades of that ship. It was 80-plus people they claimed were smoking marijuana and dishonorably discharged them. And the intel we got is that it was a cover-up. Let me ask Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com or TrendsJournal.com. What's your take on the Bin Laden thing? I mean, the SEALs have come out and said, stop acting like a hero. Stop using us as ammunition for your reelection campaign. And the media is like, wow, he's a hero. Bill Clinton runs ads saying he's a hero because he made the hard decision. Meanwhile, the Navy SEAL helicopter blew up that they supposedly put the body on. That's a way to say you got him. Have the helicopter fly out, land, take off, blow up. The other SEALs speak out. Their helicopter blows up. 25 of them or whatever die. Then it turns out they were going to save Rangers. That wasn't true. I mean, I guess we're just supposed to believe all this, Gerald.
We did a whole Trends Journal on it when it happened. And we said that if this was a Hollywood movie, it would have been panned by the critics. There was one lie after another. We have it in detail, and I'm going to send it to you. We wrote about it as it happened. And all of the backtracks and lies, like, you remember that famous photo when all of, you know, there was Biden and Hillary Clinton, and they're all intent looking at the so-called video of this thing taking place live, and then we find out, that's not really what happened at all. It was one lie after another. The lies are always there, Alex. You remember the Gulf of Tonkin incident that started the Vietnam War that never happened. I'm sure we've all seen over and over those massive amounts of photos of weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda that never happened. And it's the same thing with this whole situation with Bin Laden. It was one big lie. The story kept falling apart, and they kept changing it. And what I'm going to do is we're going to email you that Trends Journal where it's all outlined in chapter and verse from last year. And it was, and that was the beginning, by the way, of Obama's meteoric rise from the slumps of his campaign. If you go back to that time, you remember that Donald Trump was going after him. Oh, and oddly enough, do you know when he did that May 1st, following the big prostitute dinner? When making jokes and all these lame jokes, everybody laughs. Yeah, that's the day he did it. He was getting bombed by Trump. And then all of a sudden, Obama ran. His ratings went to 60%. Following up on that little prostitute, that altar boy over there, Chris Matthews, this is what he said. Congressman Moran, Democratic Virginia, I was so proud of him because I imagine being a soldier over there. This is what you want to hear. The troops are backed up by the people at home. And there you have your commander-in-chief there with you personally. It's great stuff, Matthews said. Quote, he is our commander-in-chief, and not just by claiming to be, but by acting as commander-in-chief should act. This was a commander-in-chief speech. It was not political. It was motivational. It was exactly what the troops needed to hear, and just as important, what their families need to hear back home, Moran said. Moran said, how about Moron said? You know, this is another tough guy. You know what this guy was doing during the Vietnam War? He was on a sports scholarship. All of these guys talking tough. What I feel like if I was over there, and these guys have never fought a day in their lives. Oh, and this is what we want to hear. Don't tell me what we want to hear. Tell me what you like because most polls you're show, a little suck up.
Exactly. Most polls show upwards of 80% have wanted us out of Afghanistan for years. And they just sit there and say, this is what the people want to hear. It'd be like you went to a restaurant and they brought out a bucket of horse manure and said, this is the steak you ordered. And I'm like, no, that's horse manure. And they're like, no, this is what you want. And I'll send you to a re-education camp if you don't like it. Anything else you want to add quickly, Anthony, about information?
Yeah, just two more things, if I may, real quick. A friend of...
Yeah, we didn't disconnect you there, Anthony. Oh, boy. Every time that happens, I get emails. You covered that up with the secret info. Is Anthony gone? I see he's still on the phone. I think his phone must have died.
I'm in the bomber's office.
Okay. Yeah, your phone was cutting out. Go ahead and finish.
I can just see them in the office saying, no, Steel Team 6 has more of a good ring to it. They're actually referred to as a Rev Squad, according to my friend of the Navy. And one last thing, Alex.
Sir, your phone cut out for about 20 seconds. Repeat what you said.
Okay, can you hear me now, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, my friend in the Navy, I referred to him to about Steel Team 6, and he said that's just the poster boy name used by the media. The real name of the squad, supposedly, that killed Bin Laden was called Rev Squad. And a third thing, if I may, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, a third thing, if I may, a lot of these guys... thank me for bringing a lot of this information to them because they serve multiple tours. They see what's going on. They recommended I look into journalism, and I did submit a video for the reporter contest. I haven't seen posted yet. I hope you get to it. If not, there are a lot of great submissions, and I appreciate
it. Sir, we are trying to get it all posted, but we want to dull it out because if we put more than 15 out a day, then people won't watch them. We do plan to start dulling some out and actually airing them on air, but God bless you. Yeah, look, all the military I've talked to doesn't buy this, and I talked to a Navy SEAL here in Austin, who I've known for years, I'll just leave it at that, and his family's here, and he has a friend in SEAL Team 6, and he said they don't buy it, and he said, yeah, they think they were sabotaged in that helicopter that had 20-plus on board that died, and it was a fake mission. It was on the news. They were battling Al-Qaeda, saving the Rangers. Turned out it wasn't even a real mission. They just put them on, flew them out, it blew up. And the media had to admit that wasn't true. Same thing with Pat Tillman. He was charging an Al-Qaeda bomb emplacement, machine guns, and got taken out. Of course, turned out they killed him. The Army coroner said they murdered him. So the good news is everybody's not lying, Gerald. But, I mean, look at that. The Pat Tillman, all of it.
And how about that other one, that young girl in Iraq? Remember that one?
Private Lynch.
Yeah. I mean, they keep making this stuff up. Here's that Trends Journal, by the way. The direct democracy issue, and this is from the summer of 2011. And here's the quote I said. A cinema showing a Hollywood B-movie as incoherent and unconvincing as Obama versus Osama would be mercilessly panned by film critics. Here's the story right here. It began with this great Obama watched Bin Laden die on live video as shootout beamed to White House. There it is. It's right there. They tell the whole story. By the next day, the script was already beginning to change. There was no firefight. No one fired on Navy SEALs in bin Laden's house. Only one of Osama's associates was armed, and he was killed in an adjacent guest house at the start of the Iraq
operation. If you even believe that, then they dumped him in the water.
Remember this one. And an unarmed Osama did not use his wife as a human shield, like the prostitutes said they did, like the White House lied that they did. What was first described as an elaborate fortified million-dollar compound was neither elaborate nor fortified. One lie after the next. We outline every one of them. And yet here it is. The whole thing has been recast, and you have guys like that moron Moran and that prostitute Matthews saluting our commander-in-chief. Let me tell you what I believe a commander-in-chief is. You want to call yourself a commander-in-chief, Jocko? Go lead the troops. Go command, chief. Stop shooting off your mouth like you're a tough guy and go over there with the soldiers. Live with them and go lead the charge. And by the way, that I include everyone else in that. Anyone that wants to talk tough and be tough, pack up your gear and go fight. Leave me out of your psycho trip.
Well, that's it. And I hear these guys that call in and say, parking lot, kill them all. They can't even find the country. I mean, Iraq did nothing to us. Our government put Saddam in power. This is the reality of this. Now, Gerald, expanding on this, because I want to go back to some more phone calls, but looking at the election landscape, seeing where this is all going, Mittens, Romney, Barack Obama, all the rest of it, what are you forecasting in the election?
Well, we forecast back on October 3rd, our trend alert. Obama wins again. And that's the way we see it at this point. You have all the Obama apologists. You could go down the line of all the backtracks that he's done. And they keep saying, oh, I like Obama. Oh, you know, he tried and he just can't get anything done. And you give him one lie, one backtrack after another, and they just dismiss it. So Romney, you know, Romney, as we said in that trend alert way back when, was when it comes to healthcare, for example, they're not going to be able to use that one because he has his Romney care. So we see Obama winning again. And that's the way it's going to shape up as we see it at this point.
Oh, boy. Let's take a call from Joe and then Chris. Joe in Texas, former Army, has a take he wants to give us, Gerald, on the political dissidents to be sent to re-education camp document at InfoWars.com. Joe, what's your take on this? It's like the song by, what's his name? Hey, Joe, let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Maryland, former Army. Give us his take on this. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
This thing about the indoctrination of soldiers, if you remember, Panetta recently in front of Congress, or rather recent, had made the statement that the president and the military takes their orders from the United Nations. I just wanted to share something with you that I know firsthand because I was back in during the time of Camp Abel Century when we were sent to the United Nations mission in Macedonia. And at that time, there was a guy, I'm not sure if you remember him, his name was Specialist New. He refused to go on orders to go to Camp Abel Century because he said, I swore an oath to the United States, not a foreign power, but yet...
No. We've had Michael New on his dad many times. He was going to go under UN command, and this document talks about our troops being under UN command.
Exactly. And before, we were in the group before him. He went in during sometime in October of 95, and I was in there November 94 till about June 95, roughly. But the whole thing of this, it's just incredible. I really don't think our military is going to come against the people. What I think is going to happen is the military knows that they got their families out there in trouble. And what will happen is they're going to turn the guns on their masters. But what's going to happen is, like you said, we've got foreign national troops within the United States, and then we're going to have United Nations troops coming in, and it's going to be a big war, like you were saying earlier, just a fat war, death, blood, everything, everywhere.
A fat war, that's a good word for it. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Look at this headline, Gerald. Los Angeles Times, Obama's a bigger hero. Bin Laden ordered squads to try to attack Obama's aircraft in mid-2010. That's like Hillary when she got caught lying, saying she was under fire in Bosnia, and it turned out it was all a lie. They're always telling us they're such heroes, Gerald.
I know. Isn't it something? Oh, how about Obama's news story about the, you know, his girlfriend that never existed? That's being, you know, that he told his whole story in his book. Well, it was a composite. Yeah, how about a lie? You know, and it's all they do.
Well, that's what historians that have seen that have said. It's like the whole thing's just fake. It's like we don't even know who he is.
Again, as I said, you go back. I'm still. It's on my mind continually about seeing Berlin and seeing this beautiful city and the amount of destruction that had happened to it. And it wasn't only Berlin. It was Hamburg. It was Dresden, obviously, and on and on. And you could say, why didn't the people say stop? How could you do this to us? But yet they believe the baloney and they believe it in here. Hey, look, Alex, Kim Kardashian just got a $40 million contract. What more can I say about living in this country and what's going on? And by the way, I understand from a lot of people I know in the media and other people that are leaving the country. And people are asking me, am I afraid to stay and when am I going to leave? After coming back from Berlin, I decided...
Hold on, stay there. I want to hear this. This is big. I don't even know what he's about to say. It's a cliffhanger. We'll be right back. Get the concentration camp article at InfoWars.com. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Well, I gotta say,
every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive.
I didn't know that Gerald was going to make some announcement on the show today, and I didn't ask him during the break if he's about to leave the country. In fact, we're going to find out together right now. That'll mark a scary end to this hour. Gerald, go ahead. Recap what you were starting to say.
Yes, so I've been talking to a number of people, and I'm sure you've heard their names as well, that are leaving the country. And people have asked me not to say who they are as well. And after coming back from Berlin, I decided I'm staying. I'm not going to let some two-bit dictator throw me out.
Me too. Exactly. I like it.
And if Obama or Romney or Clinton or Bush or any of them have a problem with me and they want to come over and talk to me about it, we can talk about it. And if they want me to leave, or they could try to make me leave. I'll go one-on-one with them. Or the commander in chief's going to send a flunky to go do their fighting for them. I'll talk to any of them. And if people are telling me if I don't like it, leave. No, no. You leave. You're ruining this country, not me. I love this country. You're the guys that should leave. You're destroying it.
That's the spirit right there. Exactly. You're criminals. You're scum. Your authority's a fraud. And all this tyranny, NDA, all of it, is their conviction papers. It's their confession that they're tyrants. They are scum. We're raising the alarm bells. And they may have a bunch of couch potatoes that don't know which end is up. But thinking people are awake. Gerald, they're buying 5 million guns a month, and they say it's because they don't trust the government. What do you think that message is?
Well, again, you just said it. It's a criminal operation. And anybody that supports this criminal operation, that doesn't talk out against this criminal operation, to me, is an accessory to the crime.
Well, yes, sir. They are collaborators.
Everybody that supports the TSA, everybody that supports the bombings, everybody that supports the drone attacks, everybody that supports the bailouts, everybody that supports the Republican and Democratic syndicate, to me, are accessories to the crime. You're the ones that should leave. You're the ones that are a disgrace in my eyes.
They are the collaborators. And when we get this country back, you and I may not make it, but our children will live in a free nation. Everybody's going to know they were the collaborators. Just like
That's a good term. Keep calling them collaborators. They're accessories to the crime. They're no different. They're just not only following orders, they are applauding the orders.
Well, you know, the New World Order, that's what really is amazing. They got all these chicken neck New World Order people who really have never been in a fist fight, probably, and they really think they're just going to mass up a bunch of black uniforms and tanks, and everybody's scared. And let me tell you, people aren't scared. They're very sad, but they're locking and loading.
Yeah, again, I'm not in for that kind of thing, and it's I'm not gonna, because then it just becomes another.
No, I agree. We should be info warring and getting involved. Exactly. I'm just saying a lot of people are gearing up.
A lot of people are gearing up, and a lot of people know what the truth is, and all they're doing is feeding us lies, like this two-bit show that Obama put on at Bagram Air Force Base. So where are those bleeding heart liberals that were screaming and screeching when George Bush pulled the same mission accomplished stunt? How come they all have lockjaw right now? How come they're not condemning the same kind of actions? Oh, and by the way, how about, why isn't it making all of the news that they've been lying about the casualties and the attacks by Afghan soldiers on American soldiers? How come that's not in the news?
Gerald, I know you've got to go, but let's 60 seconds, do 5 more minutes, because I've got a few more questions for you. Incredible information. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.